The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere, joined once again today by Leanne Caruso. What's happening, Leanne?
Hi, Jack. I am hanging out in Chicago today.
And it's nice and warm. It's balmy out here for you. So
that's what they say, but as the Florida girl, I'm not buying that's nice and warm.
I don't know. It was 55 yesterday. That's almost summertime. And today's guest is also from Chicago. So we'll be excited to bring him into the mix here in just a minute as well. A quick note, though, we know that you could be listening to any other podcast on Earth right now. And we thank you for joining us today. And this episode is brought to you by Social Joey and the all-new Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference. More details on that shindig coming up in just a moment. Okay, from Chicago, today's guest is Chris DeYoung, founder of Big Blue Swim School. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
We really love your story, going from the world of sport to the world of business to the world of franchising, and you've got some pretty cool tech involved there too. So it kind of touches us on all levels of geekiness. What can you tell us about your backstory and how you got into all of this?
Yeah, you know, I was a swimmer my whole life, as long as I can remember. I was a competitive swimmer as a kid and swam year-round, and then went on to swim in college, and then post-collegiately, I was on the U.S. national team for about 9 years total. I unfortunately just missed the U.S. Olympic swim team in 2004, and I said to myself, hey, I can do a lot better than this. I missed it by 0.3 seconds. I want to make the U.S. Olympic team. That's kind of the pinnacle for competitive swimmers, right? So I trained for 4 more years, trained with Michael Phelps every day leading up to the 2008 Olympic trials, and was in the best shape of my life. It was an incredible experience. But unfortunately, again, I missed the U.S. Olympic team by 0.3 seconds in 2008 as well, at which point I said to myself, well, I think I'm going to forget this competitive swimming thing, at least for a while, and right. I can do something else in life. But I know I wanted to stay involved in swimming somehow. I grew up on Lake Michigan. My dad sold boats at the local marina, and my mom was a swim teacher. So I just, one way or the other, my whole life, I'm going to be around the water. Right, so I started teaching swim lessons. I started sharing that passion for swimming around 2008, 2009, which was not a great time to start a business, especially in the Midwest. So.
Yeah, starting a business in 2008, 2009 is kind of like swimming against Michael Phelps, I would say.
I would say, yeah, you're definitely swimming upstream, that's for sure.
So you start the business around that time. Tell us about the business and what it was like when you first started it.
Like I said, $0 in our bank account. We just started teaching lessons and renting pool space whenever we could find it, wherever we could find it. So for a good 2.5 years, every Saturday and every Sunday, pretty much all day, my wife and I and my founding partner, we were just giving lessons nonstop. Friday evenings, wherever we could get the scraps of pool time. And that's the real problem, right? There's just not enough pool space available out there. In the United States today, especially for quality learn to swim experiences for families. So over the course of the first 2 to 3 years, we built up a lesson base of families. And then we went to some of those families to invest in building our own pool. And that was in Wilmette, Illinois, which is a northern suburb of Chicago. And so we built our first pool in a strip center in 2012 in Wilmette with investments from our client base, basically. And that was our first location. And today we have 5 locations in Chicagoland. And now we're making the jump into selling franchises.
Tell us about that. How are you looking at growing this business via franchising it versus you going out and building all of these on your own?
Well, we're excited about the opportunity to take what we feel is the best learn to swim experience out there and be able to bring that to even more families than we could ever get to on our own. So by leveraging the franchisee network, we'll be able to open up across the country and we'll have local communities benefiting from what I feel is to be, from my research, the most well-rounded learn-to-swim experience for kids and for parents. So we're really excited about it. We've already, you know, sold 5 units in Denver. We just started franchising a few months ago, but we've already got a lot of great, activity and leads in our sales funnel. So there's a lot of buzz out there, and we're really excited to take this to all of the major metropolitan areas in the country, and then from there, some of the other smaller markets as well.
That's super exciting, and your story is so cool on how you got from athlete to business owner to now entering the franchise world. So what is your approach from training as a swimmer versus your approach as being a leader of this, you know, growing brand? I've heard some exciting things about the brand and how fast it's growing. So how can you apply what you learned as a swimmer and also learn from your, you know, the challenges along the way about coming so close and then it not happening for you? So how are you applying that to the boardroom, essentially?
You know, that's a good question. I think that there's a lot of great lessons that you can learn in sport, especially in a sport as grueling as competitive swimming. You know, there's a lot of tiles on the bottom of the pool. It can get boring very quickly. Is my point. You have to find ways to keep it fun, keep it exciting, and you're going to have a lot of character building moments. And it's not if those will occur, it's when those will occur and how are you going to react to them. So, you know, just missing the U.S. Olympic team, while in the moment it was crushing, but out of those character building moments, usually arises more of a strength to be able to tackle whatever's coming next. And I really like the saying, I don't know where it comes from, but I really like the saying that it's okay to give up 1,000 times as long as your feet never stop moving. I really think that you even need to sometimes give yourself permission to say, I quit. But and you're going to have moments where it feels insurmountable, both in swimming and in business. But as long as something in you just keeps moving, just keeps inching forward, and you never start going backward, that's all that really matters. And what I've learned is, you know, we've had some moments in Big Blue Swim School's history where it felt insurmountable, but we just kept pushing and doing what we know we can do every day. And ultimately a solution presents itself, and we just keep working as hard as we can. And that work keeps getting met with a little bit of luck along the way. And it's just been an incredible 10-year journey now. So I credit my swimming career, both the ups and the downs, for the resilience to start a business. Because that's really what it takes at the end of the day. You could have the best idea in the world, but if you don't have the resilience to meet that idea, you probably won't get very far with it, in my experience.
It's interesting that you see it that way, because so many former athletes get into coaching or academics, or, you know, they start coaching at a college or somewhere like that, which is fine, which is terrific for the next generation. But you decided to go the business route instead of the academic route. Do you think that's from your sort of drive just to do more and keep going through some of these challenges, or any thoughts behind that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question. I think that, it really just started with teaching one lesson, and that turned into two, it turned into four, turned into eight. And then we realized, hey, there's a legitimate business model here. Let's build the model. Let's figure out what this looks like. And where can we take it? And I also was able to learn the business from a couple other industry veterans too. So I was very fortunate in that regard. And it was never something that I really intended to do. In fact, in college, I had my heart set on going to law school. But when this opportunity presented itself, I said, well, let's just ride this out and see where it takes us. And so we got on board and we poured everything into it. And, you know, we started with the mindset of this has to work. Not, you know, it would be cool if it worked, but, you know, this has to work. Let's make it work. Let's pour everything we have into it.
I'm really glad you didn't go to law school, because, you know, nothing against lawyers.
Me too.
Don't at me, anybody, but your story is much more interesting to talk about on a podcast than if you would have just gone to law school.
My good buddies who ended up did go into law school and told me the same thing, that they wish they had gone a different direction. But hey, there's some awesome lawyers and some very happy ones too. But I'm glad that my path has taken the route that it has.
So now that you're here and in this moment, and you've got these five schools open, and you've got big FranDev efforts happening, and I believe some investors have backed you. So what's the growth plan look like now for the schools?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, we're targeting all the major metropolitan areas across the country. We're looking at this as a very semi-absentee model for franchisees. So we have an in-house real estate team of 10 people who are actively working real estate funnels and pipelines in all these markets. And we hope to line up the franchisees in those markets to take them over. And then in addition to that, as these franchisees come on board, open up these facilities, we're making it a very turnkey operation for them. So we are hoping to run not just the real estate for them, but all other additional services that is an option for them that they can take advantage of if they want to. So marketing, facilities management, LOI and lease negotiations, and construction management. It's all part of the services that we're able to provide through our private equity partners, Level 5 Capital, who have been an amazing partner in our growth strategy.
That's super exciting. And I also hear that you have, something to kind of stand you apart from the other swim schools that are out there. So you have some tech involved, to kind of bring in some technology into the business and swimming for parents and students?
Yeah, that's right. When we were first starting Big Blue, we were looking at some of the off-the-shelf systems that would provide lesson management and billing services. We looked at all of them. We were unimpressed. And part of it is kind of the perfectionist mentality of a swimmer. You don't swim 10,000 yards a day for 15 years of your life and not have, a bit of a type A perfectionist personality. So when I transitioned into business and realized, hey, I can't do the things we want to do with these off-the-shelf software systems, we started building our own. And over the last 10 years, we've built an in-house tech team to continue to evolve that platform, which will be something that franchisees will be able to leverage from us as well. So what it is it handles all of our lesson scheduling, all of our billing, all of our capacity planning. When parents want to check their kids' progress, they're able to log into their account and not only check their kids' progress and get up to the minute update, but they can also move their lesson around, say if your kid's going to be sick or if they're not going to be able to make it that week, they can tell us and then they can reschedule their move and their makeup lesson really seamlessly with just a couple of clicks on their phone, even through a native app as well. Mm-hmm. So, I really think that regardless of what industry you're in, if you don't somewhat see yourself as a tech company, I can pretty much guarantee you that somebody else does see themselves as a tech company as one of your competitors. And so you're probably, over the long haul, not going to meet with success, which has been a big part of our strategy from the very beginning, was to see ourselves as a tech company with a great swim lesson. And so tech for us is not an afterthought. It really is the fuel that powers Big Blue Swim School. So we call our platform Lesson Buddy, and it's got a lot of really cool advancements and features that nobody else in the swim school space, and I'm pretty sure no one else in the lesson space, are able to provide both their store managers and their customers.
I love that thought of being a tech company with a great swim program. I think more brands in franchising and out of franchising need to see themselves as a tech company first, whose main priority is marketing if you want to grow, right? And then, whatever your specialty is just that. It's just your specialty. You've got a great swim program or a great education program or something like that. But putting that tech first, I think that's what that's what consumers expect now. And, they can do everything else with a couple of clicks on their phone. So why not manage this whole swim program with their kids in the same way? I think that's really good.
I agree. Now, don't get me wrong. you've got to nail your core products, your core competency. You've got to have that buttoned up. And I wouldn't have been able to do that had I not been a swimmer my whole life. You know, we wrote our curriculum ourselves. We trained all our instructors on our own proprietary curriculum. I think it gets results faster. It's more fun for kids. So that is an extremely important part of the company. But you know, we're all being compared to the ease of use of Amazon and the customer service of Zappos. It's just the reality of the world today. So if we're still using 20-year-old products to service our customers, they're going to get frustrated no matter how good we are at our core competency.
Yes.
So to us, software and technology, it's not a project, it's a program. So by that, I mean, it doesn't have a start date and a stop date. It's not something we just have a budget for a quarter, and then we move on from that tech project. It's a continual investment, which is why we have our own in-house team that is always evolving and staying at the forefront of what we think our customers are expecting from us. So how does that translate to swim lessons? Well, if most families have 2 to 3 kids, and most parents don't want to come bring 2 to 3 kids to 2 to 3 separate swim lessons throughout the week. They want to do it all at the same time. So by the way we build our pools and the way we've structured our software, we make it really easy for parents to be able to see all of the times that work for all of their kids at the same time. And if you can believe it, the other off-the-shelf software programs don't even allow that feature. So that was the first evolution in software that we made when we first launched Lesson Buddy. And we've done 10 years of evolving that ever since.
That's fantastic. Chris, we're going to be back in just a moment with some final thoughts and where people can connect with you. But first, this message that the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference is happening in Atlanta, June 18th, 19th, and 20th. Keynotes include Duncan Wardle, who's the head of creative and strategy from Disney and Pixar. And yours truly will be leading a social media panel and case study with some very cool brand marketers. Leanne, we're also going to be doing a live podcast from the lobby of the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. Special registration open right now, only through April. Register 2 people from your franchise brand and get the 3rd free. Yes, buy 2, get 1 free. You can do that right now at franchisemarketingconference.com. and tell them the geeks sent you. So, Chris DeYoung of Big Blue Swim School, where can our listeners reach you and connect with you to learn more?
Thanks for asking. All you have to do is go to bigblueswimschool.com/franchising, fill out the form at the bottom of the page, and we'll get in touch with you right away. Okay. And there's also a lot of great information on that website where you can learn more about the opportunity of owning your own Big Blue Swim School franchise.
All right, very good. And we will have a link to that at socialgeekradio.com and on our Facebook page as well, so people can have quick and easy access to it. Chris, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. It's been a pleasure, and really love your story and look forward to seeing a lot of great things from Big Blue in the near future.
Hey, thanks so much, you guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, and good night.